H is to the disco top. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm Tom Cook.
And I'm Bo Baker.
And we're the Junk Food Guys.
Tom, great to be here.
Wonderful to see you, Bo.
Oh, great to see you.
A baker and a cook together in the same room.
Well, today on Junk Food Guys, we are curating a artisanal junk food four-course meal here.
Wonderful. Is that what we're doing?
We're curating an artisanal multi-course meal here. Starting out, I believe it was your responsibility to come up with a beverage.
Yes, that's right. And I did come up with a fantastic recipe. Those of us who drink coffee, of course, know the exasperation of having yellow teeth just because we like to imbibe and brew from time to time. But I have the answer in my recipe, baking soda coffee, or as I like to call it, BS coffee.
Oh, brilliant.
It's wonderful. What you do is take two parts of finely ground fresh coffee beans to every one part of powdered baking soda.
You just throw it straight in?
Throw it straight in, and you mix them all together, and then you brew it over an open campfire in a semi-clean metal pot. And voila! There you have it. Enjoy a delicious cup while at the same time scrubbing your dentures a brilliant white.
Holy moly, Tom. Is that some
Yeah, I brought
BS
some with
coffee?
Me for you to try out. I thought you would really enjoy it.
Ooh.
So let's give this a try. Here,
okay.
Have some BS coffee
Tom,
see what you
Tom,
think.
Tom, what's that floating on the surface
well,
there?
Well, it just adds a little texture to the top, too. You know, it adds interest to coffee.
All right, whatever you say. Here we go. Oh, that's potent. That's a potent cup, Tom.
It's wonderful. It is an acquired taste, I have to admit. Yeah. And your teeth, they are a brilliant white.
Ooh, I don't have to go to the dentist
No,
now.
You look just great. So I'd say that's a good way to start your meal, is to have a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then we go to the next course, which is Peeps.
Peeps?
Now, do you know what Peeps are?
Oh, I know what
Peeps.
Well,
yeah, they're an obnoxiously sweet little candy in the shape of chicks or ducks or
bunnies,
whatever. They encourage overconsumption and tummy aches with the
Eat
kids.
So many of them.
Yeah, but they also make dentists very happy.
Oh, yeah.
So here is a recipe for Cook's Peeps.
Okay, I'm going to take this down.
Okay, take notes on this now. In a huge bowl. Huge
How big
bowl,
are we talking?
5 gallons.
Okay.
Place 1 cup of granulated sugar.
1 cup sugar.
A stick of butter.
Stick
another
of butter.
Cup of granulated sugar.
More sugar.
A large package of marshmallows.
Got it.
Yet another cup of granulated sugar.
Sugar.
A large bag of powdered sugar, and finally, just to add some flavor, a cup of Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, that really adds a little zip to it.
Yes.
And what you do is you mix all the contents in that big, huge bowl until your right arm falls off, and then you pour the ingredients onto a cookie sheet or two or three, whatever it takes. You bake for 3 days, maybe 75 degrees.
I might burn the house down.
And you cut them into cute little bunny shapes, and you add pieces of black olives for eyes, and voila, Peeps.
Peeps. Wow, I am so hungry.
I bet you are.
All that Peep talk has got me so hungry. I actually brought us some pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
I thought that these would fill the void. Tom, go ahead. Help yourself.
Those look really delicious.
Don't be shy.
Really fatty, too. Wow.
The greasier, the better.
Yeah, they really are. You know, you can spread it all over your face. Mm. And it's good for the skin.
The skin, a little on the brow.
That's right.
I love the Peep recipe, Tom.
Okay.
I think the only place to go now after we've gorged on Peeps and Rinds. Peeps and Rinds.
Peeps and Rinds.
You need a palate cleanser.
A palate cleanser.
Something to just clean the slate. And I brought Pop Rocks.
Oh.
You remember these, Tom?
I remember Pop Rocks.
Yeah,
when I was a kid.
So I'm just going to pour a little bit there in the hand. Here you go.
I'm going to have a little bit myself, and we'll try these out and see what we think. Pop Rocks.
I think this makes a great palate cleanser.
Here, that or it'll kill us. One or the other.
Throw them back.
Oh, gosh. Pretty strong, but
they are a lot of popping,
but a lot of cleansing.
Well, it's been another illuminating episode, and you can always count on us to bring you good junk food tips, recipes,
that's right,
and the like.
Yep,
thank you for listening.
I'm Cook,
I'm Baker,
and we're the junk food guys.
Remember to eat your junk food seasonally.
Red Bull and Pop Tarts, choice of saints and sinners, Red Bull and Pop Tarts. Make me a winner. $3.23, and I don't eat again till dinner. Red Bull and Pop Tarts.
Da 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 da